Yeah, it would have
contained
been.
area. You know, this part of Roswell. It's, you know, it's sort of like this is Roswell, and then you go over to the 400 side, and that's some other part of Roswell. Mm-hmm. You know, this seems like a fairly small section, and so I didn't see it. I didn't realize there was sort of like the way that you're sectioning it off, because yeah. Isn't that far from here?
Nope, but they went. Everyone over there went to Mimosa Elementary.
But you can walk to from here.
Yeah.
So did you like play with the kids?
Yeah,
like you can go outside and you can play with those kids, right? Yeah. But when you guys were growing up, you didn't think, oh, we're just all, this is the black community here.
Yeah, we did. I mean, you know, had that sense of, you know, this is the community. But I'm, you know, like I said, when you go from here to there is a, you know, that was a sense of separation in the sense of not black community, not with black. The sense of separation came in light of school. They went to Mimosa. Hmm. We went to Roswell Elementary.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
All right. I did
and
not
And there were some who went to Roswell North, I believe, at that time also.
So there wasn't this sense of there's this one cohesive black community. There were separate communities within.
Yes, there were. Sure.
Huh.
And see, that's from my perspective growing up. That's what I'm saying. You got generationally, that would be different, you know what I'm saying, I think, because there was a school called Bailey Johnson. This school was way up in Alpharetta, where all black kids went, young people went.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the complete history with that, but I know that what that meant wherever you were in Roswell. Mm-hmm. And it was black. That's when there was just, that would have probably been better stated, the black community, so to speak. Just this is it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up, my concept, that's what I'm saying, the concept that we got is that there are some who went to, there was a separation. We were together, but the separation came in light of what school you attended.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is interesting that you're saying that, because the question I was trying to get to, though, was in asking that had to get was getting back to the youth and the church in terms of this sort of sense with them in how much, you know, history do they get in helping them sort of develop this sense of resilience that you had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because obviously you were a resilient youth and you are still resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just sort of wondering, and part of that, you know, you're connecting to, despite the issues with denial, part of your upbringing that you had and this instilling of a sense of history of your community and the city that made you aware of some things. And also these other issues about being part of the church and the mentoring that you had and being a part of this community helped you in terms of being a resilient person.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question I was leading up to then was, does that happen with children now that you know of within your church?
Okay.
You know, do the parents do that with their children? How resilient are these kids as a result of, do they get this sense of history? Do they know about what Roswell has been? Do they get that sense of history and have that sort of connection here? And has that helped to promote a resilient youth?
Okay.
But, you know, this is interesting because what you've led me to now is, it's not the same concept that I have now. What you've gotten, you've led me now to sort of this different, sort of these splinterings, but I want to hear what you have to say before I sort of keep going on that.
Well, I guess now, in light of building resilience in our youth, I would not approach it just from a Roswell historical perspective, maybe Roswell historical perspective to give them an idea of